Reading passage. From making art to crafting eyeglasses, 3D printers are reshaping our world. One of their most promising uses is in medicine. As the name suggests, bioprinting uses living cells to print human tissue. Its applications include testing drugs and treating injuries. Years from now, bioprinting may even cure people waiting for new hearts, livers, and other organs. On a mechanical level, a bioprinter combines several technologies. It starts with a computer that supplies a model of the object being printed. As the bioprinter moves around, it acts like an inkjet printer, delivering cell droplets one by one. Since it is a 3D printer, the device can move up, down, and in other directions. Tissues slowly grow as they are printed one layer at a time. The creation of a bioprinter's cell droplets, called bioink, is fascinating. First, living cells are cultured in a laboratory, allowing them to multiply. Thousands of cells are gathered into a single droplet of bioink. During the printing process, one printhead delivers the bioink. Another delivers biopaper, a gel or other material that supports the growing tissue. The first bioprinter was made in 2008 by Professor Makoto Nakamura. He used it to create biotubing that worked like a blood vessel. The following year, California-based OrganOvo built its NovoGen MMX bioprinter. By 2014, the company was printing human liver tissue for use in drug testing. That's one of the technology's main applications. By working with material that acts like human tissue, drug companies can reduce animal testing. They can also speed up drug development schedules. A more ambitious goal for the technology is the creation of body parts such as bones and organs. That's a challenging task. Printing something that behaves like a kidney is one thing. Making the organ stable and long-lasting is another. But progress is being made. For example, Cornell University researchers are working on printing heart valves, and scientists at Harvard University have used silicon molds to make thicker, longer-lasting tissue. Perhaps the greatest hope for bioprinting is in personalized medicine. One day, a patient's own cells may be used to create bioink to print a custom-made organ. The process would make it easier for his or her body to accept the replacement. Such an advance would be a game-changer, saving millions of lives. With many researchers hard at work, bioprinting could soon become a key medical tool. It may even make organ wait lists a thing of the past.